you can't see the phone thing, little baby boy.
Hey, a big thanks to Jim. Jim Bob is answering the phones tonight, and we love Jim Bob, except for he's got so much hair on the back of his neck. If there are any nice young ladies out there who have a little shaving cream and a razor and would like to stop by the radio station, give us a call at 749-1444. We're looking for somebody to shave the back of Jim's neck.
She's got to be a real girl who was born a girl, though.
Right. She's got to be a real girl who was born a girl, if you know what we're saying, and I think you know what we're saying. Also, as of...
I think you can at 71. I think Jim's making up stuff to be popular. But that's okay, Jim. That makes me happy that you're trying
to
be
popular. Hey, we really do need somebody to come and shave the back of Jim's neck. I see something crawling in it right now.
As long as it's a happy little bug.
Zap his mustache, and that'll be aired tomorrow night.
Hey, Terry, we got to let you go. Something amazing is about to happen here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Somebody actually showed up with trimmers and are going to shave Jim's
neck.
That's
right. A few minutes ago, I made the bold announcement that our young intern, Jim, who's been answering phones for us for about...
He's not just an intern.
Decades now.
He's the science editor. He's the resident grammarian. And what else do you do? You're the producer. And what else are you?
Secretary.
He's a good guy. He's been working for us for about 30 years now, and he's a good-looking fellow. If there's any ladies out there that are looking for a studly dude, he's a good-looking fellow, but he has a hairy neck. So I made a plea for someone to come down here and shave the back of his neck, and I believe Anna is here to shave the back of his neck. Fabulous. Well, step up to the microphone, Jim, and use that stool right there. We'll handle the phones and have your neck shaved live on the radio.
Anna, come here for real quick. Have you ever shaved a guy's neck before?
Yes, I have.
Do you do this professionally? Are you a professional neck shaver?
I'm a professional cosmetologist.
Ooh, where did you study?
What is a cosmetologist?
Western Hills Beauty School.
And what else do you do? Do you do nails and toenails?
I'm licensed to do the whole nine yards, yes.
You can do toenails?
I can, but it's not.
You would not even consider doing Jim's toenails, would you?
No, I wouldn't. Sorry.
Anna, what's the curriculum at cosmetology school?
We're probably going to get a real nasty buzz on the
Fine. Let's hear the shears.
Okay, Jim, don't worry about answering the phone, brother. You're relieved of duties. Just take your shaving like a man.
Hold the shears up to the microphone. Let's make sure that the listening audience knows this is for real. Those are electric shears, all right.
Now, is there any chance that you'll get carried away and take a big swipe out of the back of his head?
No.
Tell me a little bit, before we get started here, I want to know a little bit about the curriculum
at
cosmetology school. Is it a hard program?
It's tough to get through. It takes a while.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you must have done all right if you're live on the radio shaving Jim's neck, though. Now, look at that.
I made it through.
Do you agree with me that neck needs a shaving?
Well... Yeah.
Haircut is what I need.
It's a bush back there.
Give me the whole haircut if that's what you want.
Hey. Why don't you give him a haircut if you could?
Okay.
Well, do you need a... We have Red Pop and cola if you need a beverage.
Oh, thank you. I brought my own.
Okay, good. Some kind of special power cosmetology drink?
What was that?
I'd also like to add to the listening audience, who can't obviously see this on TV, that Anna is decked out in some... sparkly sky blue fingernail polish. It's just stunning.
Yeah, I think Baleen wore the same shade.
Yeah, Baleen does wear the same shade.
Yeah. That was left over from the...
Okay, I have some special neck shaving music all queued up and ready to go.
Okay, where do you practice your trade at? Are you
I'm not anywhere.
No, you're not?
I'm still in the kitchen.
But you are trained and licensed.
I am professional.
Would you happen to have your license with you?
No, I have it at home.
Oh, should we stop this if she doesn't have her license with her?
No.
Okay, we're starting on the left side behind Jim's left ear.
Jim, how's it feel?
I love having my neck shaved. You get that shiver that runs through your whole body.
Oh, yeah.
We have a fan blowing on the studio. Yeah. Should we turn the fan off?
No, it's okay.
Hey, have you ever seen a hairier neck than this?
What's your name?
Yes, my own.
Okay. Can you shave your own neck?
Yeah, sure.
How do you shave your own neck? I mean, don't you have to...
In a mirror, yeah.
In a mirror?
Sure. Yeah.
Your arms reach around that far?
Yeah.
You know, I read in a book when I was a child that if you can kiss your own elbow, then you're a fairy.
Could be.
We have Olani Smooth on the phone who wants to know if Anna is available for some additional work. Are you there?
Yeah,
what does Lonnie want?
What do you have in mind there, Olani Smooth?
She can shave me up, too.
He needs a shave, he said.
A shape
what
up.
What type of shave?
A shape up?
A shape up.
A shape up. Do you know what a shape up is?
Yeah, I can do a shape up.
Yeah, she can do a shape up.
Okay.
We're going to put you on hold. You can give us the phone number off the air here in a minute.
All right.
Yeah, he's already on hold.
These aren't really neck trimmers. These are just clippers. These aren't actually neck clippers.
They're horribly rusted, too.
No, they're not. Oh, well. No, they're
Don't
not.
Break skin if they're that rusted, all right?
Jim, when was the last time you've had a tetanus shot?
Uh-oh. You know, the barbershop I go to, they use shaving cream and a straight razor.
No, it looks great. It looks absolutely terrific. Now, I think he needs a full haircut.
Yeah, I think he needs a haircut, too, while you're
right. He needs a haircut.
I mean, why you got the bib on him and everything?
Yeah.
You have your kit with you, don't you? Yeah, let's go nuts. Is there a particular style you'd like, Jim?
I want a marine buzz cut.
Do you really?
Don't you want a perm?
Can you do a perm for Jim?
I don't have that. I don't have a solution.
How about a Greg Brady or a Mike Brady look?
I could do that. And we could get together another time and do that, but you don't want to lose a lot of length if you want the Mike Brady.
I think the studio's a little too humid and all that cut hair is going to stick to me. I'll pass.
How about the Gabe Cotter? Can you give him the Gabe Cotter?
Yeah, I can.
What the sideburns? How about his back?
Yes, shave my whole back.
Can you go below the neck?
Do the back. I could, but I'm not going to do that.
Frost my bush.
Yes.
Where's your guts, Anna?
I have none. I left them at home.
So what do you do when you're not shaving weirdos' necks?
Well, you know, I have to do a little promotion. I'm down at Annie's, 4343 Kellogg Avenue. We're open Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And I would also...
I heard that the Hag is coming to Annie's. Is the Hag coming to Annie's?
Earl Haggard will be here Thursday, September 18th. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster and Annie's. And he will be performing with the legendary Stagger Lee.
Can you get me and Robin backstage to get some autographs and drink some beer with the Hag?
Well, if you can't, I will for you.
Right on.
So, there you go. And, oh, can I do one more?
Go ahead.
Let me do a couple more.
All right.
We have Digital Underground coming October 29th.
Oh, that's very hip-hop.
I love it. That's going to be a great show. Mm-hmm. And
who are they? Are they the ones that do the real dirty songs?
Well, like, you know, Humpty Dance. Okay, that came out with Sex Packets. Excellent, excellent. And then, I don't know what they've done since then, but we'll see. And then, what else? Oh, yeah, there's always No Anchovies on Ledlow. Best pizza in town.
They're a major sponsor of the Chris and Rob program. We've eaten many free pizzas
Indeed.
From them.
They're excellent. Love them. And then,
right next to the Dirty Movie Parlor, right?
That's not a dirty movie parlor.
The Esquire is absolutely filthy.
It's those foreign flicks.
Remember when they had that Australian movie where that girl from the swimsuit issue was naked the whole time?
Oh,
absolutely disgusting. It disgusted me.
And then the last thing I would like to say is check out Colors on Wednesday nights. That would be tomorrow.
Colors?
It's a bar in Northside on Hamilton Avenue, about three doors up from Boca. I don't know if you're familiar. Excellent
I don't
restaurant.
Know what Boca is either.
Oh, well, Boca is a restaurant. They're excellent. They opened up about a year or so ago. And so Colors does a really funky little night on Wednesdays. I forget what it's called right now.
It's not gang related, is it?
No, not like that in Digital Underground.
Is there going to be gang warfare at Annie's?
No, never. It's the nicest club you can get.
Where's Digital Underground from, the East Coast or West Coast?
I'm going to say East Coast. I don't know.
I don't know the difference
myself.
I'll get shot for saying that.
And then what's the other thing I wanted to say? Oh, happy birthday to Paula. She'll be having her birthday.
How old is
Paula?
She
has her birthday now. That's a secret.
That's a secret. Can we guess?
That's a secret. But she's the youngest.
If we guess, will you say hi-lo?
No, but she's the youngest.
You won't play hi-lo with
her. Three of us.
Now, do you enjoy a guy with a big hairy chest and back?
Well, no.
What if he's got dreads?
No, I'm definitely not into that.
See, like, it seems to me like a long time ago, way back when, male sex symbols were big hairy chested guys.
But and now they're like Fabio and a topaz man. They're like bald.
They're hairless. They're completely hairless.
Well, yeah.
Do you dig the completely hairless, shaved armpit look?
No, they gotta have a little bit of hair.
Right on.
A little bit of hair is fine.
Have you ever seen my chest?
No.
Oh, you'd be impressed. Oh my God.
What about if they have very little hair, but then they're extremely hairy around their nipples?
That's okay. That's okay. Ugh. That's fine.
I knew a girl like that once.
Well, you know, that happens.
Okay, we're gonna take a short break here.
Thanks a lot, Anna.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. We're gonna give Jim a buzz cut. We'll be right back.
This is Chris and Rob Sunshine Happy Power Hour.
Would you say that having our intern phone operator have his hair shaved right there live on the radio by a beautiful young lady is very Howard Stern-esque?
No, but this question is, Jim, did you get a boner when she was shaving you?
Oh, man, those vibrations went straight to my crotch.
Oh, man!
I expected as much.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Jim just got a buzz haircut. He looks like a little soldier now, and he just got the back of his neck shaved. So if anyone out there has a tattoo gun and would like to come down and give Jim a tattoo, he needs a mother on his left arm or something like that, or maybe like a little squirrel or a little cartoon character on his
squirrel.
Chest. A little squirrel.
No one's ever had squirrel. A squirrel tattoo. What a
I want a flaming death head holding a dagger in his teeth.
So if anyone would like to come down and give Jim a tattoo tonight, come on down. Well, I'm not going to say where we are, but you can look us up in the phone book.
No, you don't come down.
74 if you
no.
Jim wants a tattoo.
You want to No, Jim doesn't want a tattoo.
749-144 the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.